Hello, it's Wednesday, January the 20th, 2021. Trust you are well, and if you have any particular needs, especially if you're a church family, we would love for you to reach out and let us know. We're in this wonderful psalm, Psalm 119. We're almost at the end of this psalm. We'll finish it early next week. And it's an acrostic psalm, 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Today we're in the section 137 to 144, Sade, which is a kind of S sound. My scholar, who you can't see, is currently studying Hebrew and is nodding, but I think I'm right in saying it's a kind of S sound in Hebrew, and there are more than one in Hebrew. We have S and Sh in English. Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your rules. And of course, there's a play there on righteous and right. The word of God is expressive of the righteousness of God. In other words, the Bible, God's law, if you like, is God's self-portrayal to us. God is like his law, or his law characterizes and describes to us who God is, or more correctly, what God is like. And so there's no contrast to the way God is and the way he has revealed himself, particularly in the word in scripture. Now, Ayin, two sections ago, the theme was gold, that scripture is like gold and therefore precious. Yesterday's section, the theme was light. So God's word gives us light, it illuminates, it helps us to understand and comprehend. Today, the theme is truth. That God's word is true. Verse 142, your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. It is true. Now, there's an enormous contrast in this psalm, and it's about as great a contrast as is imaginable. So the first verse of this section begins, righteous are you. Verse 141, the second half of this section, I am small and despised. God is righteous, I am small. God is great, I am small. God is holy, I am unholy. God is the creator, I am the creature. And so there's a contrast here. The psalmist is reminding himself, I am small. And indeed, we are small. I've been reading, as is my wont. I studied physics and mathematics at university, and so physics textbooks, especially on matters of astronomy and cosmology and so on, sort of fascinate me. And I read them these days at a lay level, but the sheer vastness of this universe. We now can see, with the aid of Hubble telescope and so on, we can now see parts of the universe that no man, no creature has ever seen ever before in the history of this earth. But what we grasp now is just the sheer vastness of this universe. And yet, all of it was made by God. God is greater still. God is immeasurable. God is without measurement. He is beyond our understanding. Righteous are you, I am small. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. So the theme of this section is that God is righteous, but his testimonies, his law, his precepts, his word are righteous too. They're trustworthy. They are a sure guide to heaven. They're a sure guide to salvation. They're a sure guide to assurance that in Jesus Christ all our sins are forgiven. Well, That's Saturday, and tomorrow we'll be in Cuff. Have a good day.